know what time it is, man. MySpace, man. MySpace.com/DJAbsolute1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Look. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Yo! We got a double main event at the No Mercy joint. 3 weeks from now. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, two big guys. Keyword, big guys. Battling out for the World Wrestling Federation's Universal Championship. On the other hand, you've got the two biggest icons of today. Polarizing figures. You either love them or you hate them. But they're going to clash. I thought this was going to be a big, big WrestleMania. We're going to get it 3 weeks. 3 weeks from now, people. Lord, that's plus a possible Nia Jax finding herself in the World Wrestling Federation title. She's a big girl. It's all about the big guys, right? Oh, snap. This is Vince's wet dream. Yeah, steady. On the BDSIR network, the best damn show in worldwide radio. This is the Jazz Podcast right here. I am your host, Grand Buddy P. You can catch us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. Yo, within the next hour, man, yo, we're going to be talking about all the Raw shit, all the SmackDown shit, you know what I mean, everything in between in the week of wrestling, Lord have mercy, bitches of the week, MVPs of the week, and all that good shit. We got a double chair award. Yeah, I'm breaking the rules a little bit, but sometimes crimes are committed so much that, nah, I had to build more than one chair. I had to go double duty this week. Yo, joining me on my side is the one that was absent last week, but that's okay, he's here with us this week. Serial Killer! What's good, my good sir?
Everything's good, man. I'm not one to complain on the internet. Everything is good in life. I'm leaving my job. I'm starting a new job next week.
Yeah! So, oh, wow.
Pastures are new, man.
Oh man, the Kick FM era is coming to an end.
It is, mate. Sad times.
It is. Wow.
Almost 5 years now.
Wow. Well, you know, you helped STC from the UK at the time when, you know what I mean, that as a podcast in that time of those 5 years, so you know,
God, those days were fun.
Yeah, man, for real, man. And for that, I say, you know, thank you, Serial Killer. You know what I mean? Before we knew that you loved off your cereal, you know what I mean? So, you know, I thank you for that. Also, thank you for relaunching the Rep A Few Hip Hop Show. You know what I mean? It went back out at Kick FM, and then. And then, you know, BDSIR Network picked it up, and then World on Radio's got it, and everything's been blessed since then, man. It's just been roller coaster ride for me on the hip-hop side, you know what I mean? Cheap plug, people, if you love your hip-hop! Repping for you, hip-hop show every Wednesday and Depp on the BDSIR Network, 8 p.m. Eastern, 1 a.m. UK. You know what I mean? That's how it goes, man. That's the encore presentation, or you can catch us on World on Radio. That's www.worldonradio.com on the Tuesday, every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. PM, you know what I mean, all the latest hip-hop selection, you see what I'm saying, but we don't do that, nene, we don't do that, we don't do that, no, it's proper uncut, unedited hip-hop, but we're gonna get back to this wrestling shit, Serial Killer, and wow, what a week it has. I mean, boy, real quick, I know it's late, you wasn't on the show last week, you know what I mean, but real quick, man, SummerSlam, man, sum it up in 30 seconds.
Absolutely brilliant. What a show. Brilliant from start to finish. One or two booking decisions I didn't really agree with, but didn't take away from the fact it's an excellent show. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, brilliant. Shane McMahon, brilliant. Everything good. Kevin Owens with line of the year. Where were you? Four last building. I absolutely died when I heard that. I found it at least four times. It was glorious. And then the main event was one of the best main events I've seen in a long, long time.
Absolutely.
Last week I sat and rewatched it from start to finish.
Holy.
It was still brilliant.
Even I haven't done that, man. I've been so busy, you know what I mean?
That spear through the barricade was mean. I mean, he hit that flat out.
Word!
And then power slam through two announce tables, killed him even more.
Oh!
Just brilliant. Just so hard hitting, so physical. I loved it.
And then,
Absolutely loved it.
And then you forget when the third table landed on him, landed on Brock, and then... Oh, gosh. And then on top, Robert Reigns and Samoa Joe was fighting, and Braun dashed the chair after them. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Absolutely dumpstered them with that chair.
Holy smokes.
It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So there you go. There you go. For those who didn't like the pay-per-view for whatever reason, you know, like I said last week, I'm sorry. You guys, you are the problem. You need to sort yourself out.
Two words for you.
Uh-oh.
Stupid idiot.
Oh! I was frightened, you know, then I realised it is a serial killer. Yeah.
You are the problem.
You are the problem. You are a stupid idiot, man. How can you not like what you saw in a big... Oh, yeah, I mean, little bits and pieces, yeah, you're right. You know, with the Rusev incident and the big cast, big show. But they were minors, man. They were minors in my book, man. You know what I mean? You expect too much. Get your head out the Attitude Blood Clot era. Get your head out the Rusev Depression era. We're not in that era anymore. Gotta keep moving forward, never backwards. Let's keep it moving. With that said, this week, man, usually, you know, I love my SmackDown, right, man? But SmackDown might as well just not even attempted to air this week, man, for real. As much as I love my SmackDown, but Raw just took it. Raw went crazy this week, man. And they knew they had to because SmackDown got Bobby Roode. First and foremost, serial killer, your reaction to Bobby Roode entering SmackDown last week, and then Raw's response to that this week.
I think SmackDown's the right place for him to go.
Yeah, I thought that as well. Now thinking about it,
with them losing Cena, I think it's a natural fit to have Bobby Roode come in, instantly a big star. I think they can play him face or heel, because he's got the ability to do both, as we know. You know, you need some established star power in there with Cena, you know, jumping around, but to have Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, Randy Orton, you know, all on that roster now. SmackDown is looking strong.
Yeah, man.
And it's been the better show 9 times out of 10. SmackDown's killing it, and having Bobby Roode in, fantastic. And then jumping to Raw this week, you know, I love the Paul Heyman promo with Brock. Love Brock going soon. Black City, bitch. And then, I'm sure you'll want to talk more about the promo between Cena and Reigns, where Cena just made him look like a bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Cena just pulled his shorts down.
He did.
Took his dick out, slapped it across Roman's face. Battered him. It was amazing. Like, that was Roman Reigns' moment to look like a bad man, and he stumbled over his lines and seen him look like a bitch telling him he needs to learn to cut a promo.
Oh,
you know, so what was your take on that? Because I was just there going, ooh.
Man, as you say, to start off with, as far as, you know, you mentioned SmackDown, you talk about 9 times out of 10 SmackDown's a better show. This week, I think that was the 10th one. As in, that was the one show he said 9 times. So this is the one time that SmackDown could not touch Raw this week at all. At all. I mean, SmackDown did their thing, but it could never touch Raw at all. You know what I mean? Bobby Roode, I completely agree with you. Thinking about it now, like, before, his character was more suited to Raw. But then, you know what I mean? Looking at the way things are going now, and there's only like a select few people like up there in the main event. Not saying that Bobby Roode should be in the main event straight away, but I mean, he's got the character, he's got everything to be in the main event anyway because of the way he is and everything. I mean, that glory, the glorious moniker him have, it's just like, it's just a runaway success, man. On Raw, he would get lost in that shuffle.
Well, yeah.
Massively, he'd get lost. Good. And you know, fans will be complaining on the internet. We're in a SmackDown now, right? I mean, Jinder Mahal's the champion, and he offered with a lot of titles at the SummerSlams, but they're going to keep this thing going. And then after, like, Jinder Mahal's segment with the Bollywood Boys or Sick Brothers or whatever they want to call themselves, that actually cracked me up. And then I thought to myself, No, I don't see how long they can go with this, man. Because, you know, you take it back to JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield, and you'd never think he'd been a champion for so long, considering he was like Bradshaw from the APA for so long, and then suddenly he's just shot him to the main event, and then he was the longest reigning SmackDown champion. You know what I mean? With Jinder Mahal, I want to see how long they can go with it. I really do, man. That scene actually cracked me up as far as this week on SmackDown. Going back now, I mean, Raw's response with the John Cena Roman Reigns, holy shit. Oh, man, that was crazy. But, like, Roman Reigns, in his defense, right, let's keep it real, man, for a minute. You got some of the best guys that could ever do it on the mic, and I'm talking guys like CM Punk, guys like The Rock, and we've seen John Cena mash them up on the mic. Mash them up! AJ Styles is another one. He was wicked on the mic. AJ Styles was, you know what I mean, for a minute he was tearing up John Cena on the mic last year, and John Cena will still turn around and turn you and mash you up. John Cena, as far as on the mic, like, especially lately, you've got to put him up there as one of the best that ever do it on the mic. He's got to be up there now.
Definitely. Definitely. But yeah, I thought it was a big moment for Reigns there.
Yeah.
It looked like the bigger deal, and he just didn't.
He didn't, man. I felt bad for him, man. But like I say, I mean, this is the same. John Cena, this is the guy, you know what I mean? I consider The Rock one of the best, if not the best, to ever do it on the mic. And I've seen John Cena tear him up, like mash him up, and then have The Rock like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I was like, oh shit, that's big The Rock, you know, he kills people on the mic, and he had him shook. So to that I say this, Roman Reigns, if it was good for your cousin, it's good for you. Don't worry about it. Yes, you blocked it, but don't worry about it. Yeah, man, Raw, that scene alone was like, yeah, took Raw up there, man, for real, for real. And then Alexa Bliss, once again, the new World Wrestling Federation Women's Champion. I don't get it.
I don't necessarily agree with it, because it's sort of like the Charlotte few take two, but they've played up to the fact that Sasha's never successfully defended the belt, and they're going to turn that can be part of the storyline now. So I guess we'll see where they're going with it.
Not just that
storyline. Let's see how it plays out.
Well, I smell a triple threat. I smell triple threat now, because obviously, yeah, they are playing with that. But on top, Nia Jax came down and was like, yeah, Alexa Bliss, yeah, but yeah, best friend forever, yeah. And then dropped her down like her name is Batista. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yes, this is it. If Nia Jax get in that equation, I'm telling you now, come the prediction show in the next few weeks, that's who I'm backing all the way, man. Sasha or no Sasha in the match. That's what I'm backing, man, all the way. Nia Jax, even if it means taking a hit in the prediction scores. I also want to give a big shout out to Ric Flair, Charlotte. You know, I mean, she came up recently, and with her fine self, and she was like,
it's probably the hardest 2 weeks I've had. But man, my dad's a fighter. I just want to thank everyone. Oh, he's got 9 lives. I just really want to thank everyone for the messages, the prayers, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, text messages. It really means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to my family. And most importantly, I know my dad would really appreciate it. He has a long road. I'm not saying, you know, that he's going to be back next week strutting, but definitely the prayers and the positive vibes help, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't think it was okay. So everything's looking good, and this is where I belong, and I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, man, so that's good, man. I mean, Ric Flair's getting better. Yeah, man. I see baby girl. She's looking happy and shit, and I'm like, yeah, man. Woo!
Imagine if we were doing the Flair Falls this year, not last year.
Holy smokes. Boy, is that time I would be
that
steering.
That would have been a bit awkward.
It would. I mean, is that time I would be steering well clear of Shad. By the way, Shad's late to the party. All being well, he should be on the show. I don't know what's taking so long. You know what I mean? I mean, why?
It could be anything with Shad. He maybe can't take his mistletoe belt off. It's stuck. It could be anything with that man.
Don't give me jump on that, man. SmackDown the week of show this week, but is there anything that you could point out? Anything you could point out, Serial Killer, that you thought, what's going on here?
Also dropping the RKO and Nakamura, because I'm not sure any of us saw that coming.
No, I didn't.
I think they just need a bit more of a wow factor with SmackDown at the minute. I think Sami Zayn could be a trigger for that. Also, just get him to pop up randomly in one of the feuds and just start fucking around with people. Whether he wants to jump back and start screwing Kevin Owens over again, or come and just lay out Jinder Mahal.
He's got to do something.
I'll get him to maybe point out that a few months ago he beat Jinder in about 2.5 minutes. I'll get him to come out and just piss Jinder off. Last time we wrestled, it took me about 2 minutes to beat you. But I'd love to see him back in the ring with Nakamura as well. Maybe Fatal 4-Way. Orton, Nax, Jinder, Sami Zayn.
Not Rusev.
That'd be a really, really good match.
Not Rusev.
I can't see him being in the title picture. I'd like him to be, don't get me wrong. I think he's fantastic and massively underused. But I'd like to see Rusev come in and just kick Jinder's head off. That'd be great.
The reason being is because Rusev's acting like, yo, I've come to SmackDown and I'm trying to be the champion. No fucking about. But, I mean, right now he's getting killed left, right and centre.
There you go.
You know,
to be fair, he sells really well and he looks brilliant when he sells. But I want him there, like, just being that bruise every week, just puts him on through a table. You know, really mess someone up.
Rusev needs to come with some firepower and fast, man, because motherfuckers are talking about you being buried, Rusev, and I take offence to that. I don't think you'd be buried at all, but you're not helping the situation at the moment. You know what I mean? You're getting kicked down, getting RKO'd in 20 seconds, all sorts of shit. It's like, yo, what the hell, man? And Randy Orton dropping an RKO on Nakamura. I know there's that select few that's out there. I see you. No, it is not a heel turn. You know what I mean? It's Randy being Randy, because if that was a heel turn, then Stone Cold Steve Austin would have turned heel a long time ago, 100 times over. Do you know what Stone Cold Steve Austin? You know Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know what I mean? You share a beer with him, next thing you know, you're stunned. You get stunned. It doesn't matter whether you're a face or a heel. Doesn't matter. Right, you're gonna get stunned by Stone Cold Steve Austin. You don't care, okay? You know what I mean? Just to clarify, no, that was not a heel turn. It's just Randall being Randall. I mean, he's the Viper, just like Stone Cold's the Rattlesnake. That's what snakes do. Just in case people got any ideas, you know what I mean? As far as next week though. On SmackDown, where do you think that's gonna go? Where do you think that's gonna go? Do you think Nakamura's gonna go through, or do you think Randy Orton's gonna go through, or what you alluded to earlier with a possible Fatal 4-Way?
It's difficult to call, because so many avenues they can go. They can have Nakamura win clean and go for a second title attempt. Maybe have Rusev come in and lay them both out, Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be happy with either outcome, to be honest. As long as it's not Randy Orton again.
Not
only had Orton, but we've seen him be Jinder enough.
I want to go the Fatal 4-Way route, man. But saying that, man, Sami Zayn, dude, what are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing? You're the guy. You was running around in NXT, running around the ring and dropping tornado DDTs through the middle rope on motherfuckers, and you was kidding it. Yeah, I mean, you had one of the matches of the year last year with Shinsuke Nakamura. You know what I mean? You're on SmackDown, and, you know, SmackDown, they treat you better as a wrestler, generally. You know what I mean? They let you do your skills, they let you do your shit on SmackDown. You know what I mean? Sami Zayn, what are you doing? Sort it out. Be quick about it.
You know? I don't want to see him go to waste. I'd love...
For real, I agree. I'm not even hot on Sami Zayn as a fan. I'm not really that dude, but, you know, when Sami Zayn comes out, I'm like, ah, Sami Zayn, yeah! I'm not that dude. But I do have concern for him, I really do. You know what I mean? Sami Zayn, sort out your shit, sort it out, and fast. Lead by example, look what Tamina's doing. Tamina's like, nah, man. Me's a bad girl, look how long I've been here, and I haven't even tasted the gold yet. Fuck that, I'm gonna start fucking up people, and Lana, you're gonna help me, and that's how it's going. Lana put back on her blouse and skirt and all that good stuff and started managing Tamina. But, you know, I don't know about you, Zero Killer, but I smell a little bit of a twist in this story.
Oh, yeah. I think Lana's a something.
She is, man. I just
can't trust the ravishing Russian.
No, I don't trust her, man. You know what I mean? Not at all, man. Lana, I'll be careful if I was you. I'll be very careful. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Man, okay. Yo, we're gonna keep it moving real quick. We're gonna keep it moving. You know what I mean? As we await the arrival of our one Shad Farmer. You know what I mean? There's only us two right now. Your MVP of the week, if you would please.
John Cena. The last 3 or 4 weeks, he's made Baron Corbin look like a bitch, and now he's made Roman Reigns look like a bitch.
Wow.
There's nothing Roman could say. Basically, Roman had looked like he just took Miz's script from pre-WrestleMania, said everything that the Miz said, and then forgot one of his lines. Cena's just like, yep, and you need to learn how to cut a promo. You've been here 5 years, you can't cut a promo yet. It's like, oh, shit.
Oh. Hooey. John Cena.
You know, Cena just made him look stupid.
And you know, and you know what? What was more fascinating about Raw this week? I forgot to mention this. You know what I mean? I felt that it smashed SmackDown to smithereens this week, based on that one segment alone. And yeah, there was no Braun Strowman about anywhere.
Yeah, that was hard.
No, I'm not saying it did. I'm saying that, you know what I mean? You know, Raw is usually better. Well, Raw's usually a lot more better and entertaining when Braun Strowman's involved. This episode had no Braun Strowman in it at all. That's what I'm saying. And Raw managed to hold its own, man. So, you know, props where props is due.
Yeah.
So, okay, John Cena's the MVP of the week. I'm going to switch it up, man. I'm going to give the MVP of the week to Asuka. That's right. 511 days as champion. No one could beat her, but she had to force her. You see, an injury had to defeat Asuka, and that's what happened. She had to give up her title. I'm not 100% sure, but I think either Wardle or Shad, I kind of predicted that she wouldn't be defeated.
I think they both said it.
I think they both did. You know what I mean? I have to look back on that, man. You know what I mean? Just to be sure that she would not be defeated. And that's what happened. You know what I mean? She did a Floyd Mayweather. Yo. I would say Floyd Mayweather's MVP of the week as well. But, you know what I mean? 50 wins, no losses and all that, man. But, you know, that's a completely different episode altogether. You know what I mean? But I give a big ups to him. But Asuka, no one could beat her. She gets a great send-off. Right. She's mashed up with her collarbone. Right. Now, what do you think is going to happen to Asuka going forward?
I think it makes sense for her to debut on Raw because the Raw Women's Division needs that extra star power. SmackDown stacked with female talent.
Yeah.
Raw needs another big female star, and I think it absolutely fits for Asuka to come on Raw and just whoop some ass.
I wholeheartedly agree, man. You know what I mean? You know, I said it last week on the show. I said, all the SmackDown gal have got a good storyline going. You know what I mean? Tamina have something. Lana have something. Becky, well, she a bit quiet now, and Charlotte's dealing with her.
You already stopped the showdown, yeah? You already stopped the showdown, right?
What time do you call this, Shad? What time do you call this?
Steve said he's been waiting ages.
Black people time! Welcome to the show, Shad. You know what I mean? We're just in the middle of, you know, giving our MVPs of the week and all that good stuff. Real quick, man.
We'll start again. I'm here now.
No, we can't start again, man. The show starts 20 freaking minutes ago. 25 freaking minutes ago.
Steve won't be happy about this. Steve will not be happy.
Well, why? Steve, we don't care about Steve. Steve, I have to go barbershop and get his hair cut or something. Do something, man. Bald off your head. Do what you got to do, Steve, okay? Shad, we are in the middle of our MVPs of the week. Before I get into yours, do you want to give your views real quick on this week's wrestling? Matt Sacco's gone for John Cena. I've gone for Asuka. Right, MVPs of the week. So before you reveal yours and your views on this week's wrestling,
that's an easy one. It's gotta be the bottom, the breast, the kick ties. Jack.
Not that you're biased in any way, Mr. I know.
Right, clearly looking through heart-shaped coloured glasses. And come on, Raw ended with Nia Jax. Come on.
Yeah, it was a good ending to the show.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I was happy. I was, you know what I mean? That's WWE says I like to put a smile on people's faces. So when Nia Jax did that to Alexa Bitch, I was like, yes! Yes! Yes, Nia!
The finish came down the aisle. Did you know it was going to happen?
Yeah, I knew. I knew, I was hoping.
You've been watching long enough to know when someone's going to turn on someone.
Yeah, I was hoping for it, man. So, yeah, I mean, I don't care what the status is for Alexa or Nia, whether it's face or heel. I don't really give a damn right now. But that's who I'm backing all the way through going for, Nia Jax, man. I want that girl to become the champion now. It's been too long. Yeah. It's well deserved. Let's do this shit. She put it on her Twitter.
When's the rematch? Prefer Sasha's? Oh, she's gonna have a rematch.
I don't know. Nah. Put rematch
on Raw.
Shad, we were saying that I smell a triple threat because that's what she might throw it in. Then she might throw in a rematch then at the No Mercy joint, and then Nia Jax, she won title too, and Nia Jax already assaulted Sasha Banks before she assaulted Alexa. If you remember.
Triple threat, isn't it?
I smell a triple threat.
And then the next match, whatever's after that, what's after No Mercy, the next Raw event, then you all get our Nia Jax versus Alexa.
Yeah.
I think they'll use the triple threat first, just to extend the match between Nia and Alexa, because they can't put them through in the ring straight away.
Yeah.
Add another person to the mix, let the storyline build a bit more, and then eventually, so Nia will win the title at the next pay-per-view after No Mercy. Hopefully.
Yeah. Also, just quick shout out to Ty Dillinger. Looked really good in his match with AJ Styles.
Oh yeah, it wasn't long, but still, it wasn't long considering that Baron Corbin, you know, he tried to take him out of the game.
Oh yeah, he came in, looked good.
Yeah, man.
I already felt for Baron Corbin, man. I think it is, as we spoke about last year, punishment.
Punishment!
I don't know what he's done, but it seems like he's getting punished. How do you go from Money in the Bank winner to referee? Not even Shane Stevens has done that.
Shane Stevens, you know, don't give me jokes. I swear down, Shane, I didn't know who Shane Stevens was. You know what I mean? I don't know when he... I mean, I didn't know when he was actually refereeing or not, and I didn't even recognize.
Sacco.
Yo.
Do you know who Shane Stevens is?
The name rings a bell, but am I a bit young for that reference?
You got the WWE Network?
Oh yeah, not a lot of time to watch it.
Well, if you've got to pay for it, not watch it. I have your subscription.
Maybe. 10 seconds, Chad. Tell me.
Shane McMahon, when he first came in, introduced as a character. His name was Shane Stevens, and he was a referee.
Ah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that shit, man. So, I mean, how far back are we talking? We're talking what? Bret Hart era? Shawn Michaels? Baby and all them people?
When you made Baby on TV, whatever that was, the 80s.
The 80s?
Yeah.
Damn!
Yeah. Also, I love the Shane McMahon reference. The first time that it was actually Shane McMahon on TV was Sunday Night Heat. I think it was the first ever Sunday Night Heat, I think.
Sunday Night Heat, I think. Learn something new every day. I like that pick, Shad. Nia Jax. Very good. That's a very good one right there, man. You know what I mean? Technically, I mean, going a bit out of the box right there. Okay.
Quickly, before we move on,
yeah.
I congratulate you, Shad, on your SummerSlam picks. 10 out of 12. Far and away the predictions MVP, and you're right back in contention now. The scores, I've started to work them out as percentages because the scores are really, really close. Bordel's a long way last on 51%, right? I'm winning on 60.9.
Right
there. Then it's Mike on 59.7. Then Joe, 59.2. And you're 58.8. We're all within, like...
Wow!
We're all within about two or three predictions. It literally is going to come down to the last show. It's so close right now, unless your name's Wardle.
Wardle's going to get 100% on each one, man.
Well, Wardle needs Jesus, to be honest, if he's going to have
it. Oh, God bless Wardle. Let's keep it moving real quick. All right, we've had the MVPs of the week. Biatch of the week. I think it's a no-brainer this week, man.
Yep.
Surely. It's going to be unanimous decision, man. Surely.
It has to be, man. Everybody watched the same program that I've seen, so hopefully everyone chose the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Serial killer, is it him?
Him?
It is!
Read the script, man.
For being bitched out by John Cena and made look like a damn fool in front of the millions.
A million! Shame. Oh, man. Oh, dear. Double R, man.
That was his big moment to stand up and make Cena look like a bitch, and he stumbled over his lines and looked like an idiot.
Not only did he stumble over his lines, right, he was there. He has to take low blows. Whereas, you know, like, John Cena's coming with facts and stuff. You know what I mean?
Roman Reigns is regurgitating the Miz script from before WrestleMania.
Yeah, and then on top, Roman Reigns is like, you're just a fake ass bitch. That's it. You're just a fake ass bitch. I'm thinking, oh, shit, Roman.
Cringe.
I'm like, Roman, no! Dude, you're my dude, man! You're killing yourself! And John Cena was like, okay, I'll wait for you to drop a promo. I'll wait. I was like, oh, shit. Cena, no! And then Roman Reigns was like, yeah, you can't bury me. Nah, Cena can't bury you, Reigns, you're right. You buried yourself, homie!
Well, when he said that, he said that he can't bury himself. Of course he can't, man, this isn't real.
You could get the golden shovel out.
Did it?
Oh.
So Shad, who's your bitch of the week?
I'll go for...
Uh-oh.
I pick one.
Yes, Shad, that's what it's called, bitch of the week.
It is Roman Reigns. But it could have almost been Sasha. Almost. It was almost Sasha, but
not been able to make a title defense.
Yeah.
You know what? I almost feel the same way as Shad. By that I mean, if Roman Reigns never messed up, right, I would have awarded it to Kevin Owens as well this week, because Kevin Owens, he is truly crying like a bitch right now. Like, god damn, homie. But back to,
you know what he's doing now, like, that made Mike look like a bitch. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Isn't it like storyline terms, like, oh, if you gave it to Kevin, I probably would have been very disappointed.
with Sasha though, they're using it as storyline. Oh, you know, she's never made a successful title defense, blah blah blah. So, you know, let's see what where they go with that.
Reason why I'm pulling the controller.
So it could be the seeds right there to switch Sasha and turn it evil, you know, still.
I thought he wants to do, hang on a second. They're taking the title off a good guy, girl, whatever. Then I thought, hang on a second, who just lost their title on NXT? Well, they didn't lose it, they gave it up.
Asuka gave up a title. I gave her the MVP of the week for that reason.
I did say about 10 minutes before you turned up, Chad, that she should debut on Raw because they need another big female.
And then I think her and Nia will battle for the title. They're going to try and make Nia look unstoppable, and then that's when they'll bring in
Asuka.
Yeah,
man, because SmackDown's killing it for talent right now. When SmackDown got Bobby Roode, I thought, oh shit, it's over for Raw now. It's over. Last week I even joked about not watching Raw again. I'm glad I didn't make that decision, because boy, I would have missed a big, big segment with John Cena and Roman Reigns. You see what I'm saying? So, boy, yo, yeah, Asuka, girl, you're going to go to Raw. You won't be lost in the shuffle. You'll be cool. You'll be fine. The only woman I'm concerned about really on Raw now, to be honest with you, is Mickie James. Because even Emma's got something going now. Emma's like, hashtag this, hashtag that, hashtag the other. I was like, bad foot, and they changed their music as well. I'm thinking, I don't know why they did that, but, and then I understood why. I thought, oh shit, okay, so how are you going on, Emma? All right, then I'm going to write to it. Mickie James, I'm really concerned for her now. It's like, girl, what are you doing there? What are you doing? That's what, you got to start fancying up one of the gal or something. You know what I mean? Have a crush on Dana Brooke or someone. Do something!
Nothing wrong with Dana Brooke.
Nothing wrong with Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke got the breast disease, but like, I'm saying, Mickie James, I feel like she got to do something. I know she's dead.
The brassiere, by the way.
Huh? The brassiere, yeah.
The brassiere.
You know what I mean? Mickie is like, she ain't doing nothing. You see what I'm saying? Girl, you got to do something, and fast. Just like I said with Sami Zayn, do something. You know what I mean? It's not looking good for you, homie. Not looking good at all. You know what I mean? If you have to, oh shit, I just fought serial killer. You know what I mean? Now AJ Styles got the open challenge going on. Sami Zayn, you could be that dude, man. That'll be a wicked piece of wrestling match. Potentially.
Oh, see. That'd be brilliant.
So I'm saying, AJ Styles has opened up the challenge again. The only thing about it now is that Baron Corbin's acting like a bitch about it as well. That's, you know what I mean? That's that.
Do you reckon he'll be the one that takes it off him eventually?
Baron Corbin?
Yeah.
Maybe. It'd be a good heel champion for sure, because he can do that whole sort of whiny bitch thing and also just be a badass when he needs to be.
Yeah. Because, Road Dogg, I'm going to hold him to his word, because he said it on Mike Knox's Soul and Sports show on the interview. He said, with Baron Corbin, we're just getting started with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like him losing the money in the bank like that, it's just the beginning. You know what I mean? Don't worry about Baron Corbin. We got this. That's according to Road Dogg on the Mike Knox interview. You know what I mean? I cannot praise Mike Knox enough for that interview. That was one of the best interviews he's done this year, seriously. You know what I mean? So, once again, you know what I mean? Go check that out. You know what I mean? It's on the BDSI network somewhere, man. We've covered all the bitches of the week, because I said double R. Serial Killer said double R, and Shad said that you wanted to give it to Sasha Banks.
But double R gets it, yeah?
Yeah. That's right, man. But I said that at the beginning of the show, well, towards the beginning of the show, I said, yo, double R, even the Mighty Rock had stumbled after seeing this promo. So if it's good for him, it's good for you. But really and truly, I mean, The Rock's been there and done that. But for you, Roman, you should have been able to step up and try and attempt to kill Cena. And it just, damn, homie.
It backfired horribly.
Yeah, man, for real, man.
I also think it backfired as well. The point that the girl was actually making, where they were saying, "Oh, yeah, you don't do this for the fans." And like, that's the stuff that we've been saying. Like, everything they were saying is how we feel, the fans feel, and then they just thought, "Fuck the fans," it turned into a storyline. That's how we feel, though, isn't it? Well. Some of us feel that way.
Yeah.
Kind of like they're taking the piss. They know what the problem is, and instead of addressing it, they're using it as a storyline.
I think it'd be really, really funny and get the biggest cheer in years if at any point in the feud, Cena just grabs a chair and wastes Roman Reigns' face with one.
It's a damn shame headshots are not allowed, isn't it?
Yeah, but Undertaker and Triple T still did a headshot in a match before, remember?
Oh well, they don't business. They got away with it, man, and they're still gonna be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing changed for them, so they're cool, man. You know what I mean? They got fined some pocket change.
But imagine how much the crowd would cheer if Cena just beat him out with a steel chair. Imagine the crowd; they would go mental.
You see, yeah, man. It's a WWE's way of, you know what I mean, fuck with the fans. Just like what Shaq said, man. That's why it's called Vince's Wet Dream. Vincent Kennedy is officially fucking with the fans by pitting John Cena and Roman Reigns together like this. And I'm telling you now, you guys probably already know, man. This is like that's just part one of a big feud waiting to happen, of a big rivalry. That's just part one. There's gonna be a part two and a part three waiting to happen somewhere down the road. Remember me tell you, and Survivor Series as well. Now that brings me to this, man. Before getting the chair award, man, because getting the chair award is a double one this week. It's a double one. Not often I do double, right? But Shad, you said that the WrestleMania main event is guaranteed. Can you care to tell us what that match is? So that you can make a claim, and it's on record.
You're ready for this knowledge? Steve, sit down. Sit down, get your chair.
Is this about Marty, sit in your chair, Marty.
Right then, okay. So, obviously after seeing that on Raw, Cena and Reigns, the first thing that came to my head was like, why are they doing this now? That's a WrestleMania match, isn't it?
Yeah, Mike Cole said it himself, yeah.
So, if they use the WrestleMania match at No Mercy, what do they have planned for WrestleMania? Which means it's not going to be them two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be them two.
Right.
I said at the start of the year, and I'm sticking with it, it's going to be Roman Reigns versus the reigning, defending heavyweight champion of the world, Brock Lesnar.
There it is. Yeah.
You heard it here first, people.
Yeah.
On the Jams podcast.
There it is.
That father with another glorious prediction.
There it is. Right? It's there on record. You know what I mean? I thought the same thing, but you pretty much clarified it as well. You know what I mean? With that said, where does this possibly... I mean, I know it's early. We're like so many months away from WrestleMania 34, but you know what I mean? Since you're done at long-term predictions, Shad, who do you think Cena's opponent going to be?
Cena's opponent? That's a good idea. That's a good question. Would he be on the book? Maybe.
Take into account that he's a free agent, right?
I'm going to go with Samoa Joe. That's who I'd like to see him fight.
That'd be...
No, that's a good choice. That's a good one.
That's where I thought they were going for No Mercy, and I thought, okay, we will get Reigns, Cena at Mania, but that's not the direction that they're heading in. So when I seen that, I was like, okay, we're not going to get the Cena Joe match. Maybe they're saving that for Mania. It didn't look that way, didn't it? Looked like it was going for.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, definitely.
It did, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I don't think they've had a match before, don't they?
No.
What about Sting?
Our survey said...
Who?
You want a slap?
Stop it!
Maybe that has...
There it is!
I'll just light something up. You can talk about him, but let me just light this up before you start. Let's go in Stevie B.
We're not gonna, we haven't got that kind of time, man. We've got like...
Oh, I thought we were gonna talk about Battlefield, man, when he almost died.
The sad thing is, you've probably gone through a lot of time to double check that.
These moments gonna last forever, innit? Some of the moments gonna forget.
You're a fucking awful, awful man.
You're awful, man.
I don't like him, but I still watch his match.
You're awful, man. You're terrible, man.
I think he'll kill over again. Don't think I don't know you, Shad.
Goodness sake, Shad. Sort it out, Shad.
Shad's there rocking back and forth in his chair with his fingers crossed.
Today's the day.
Don't drop the
powerbomb in. No! Where's Seth? Seth is on the cover of WWE 2K18 for crying out loud. That probably is reward, I don't know. Right, we have a double get in a chair award. Usually there can only be one chair, but these crimes are so bad. I couldn't even pick an outright winner. They're both as bad as each other in different ways. Shad, do you want to go first with yours, or shall I go first with mine?
Whichever, really. You go first, actually, while I'm just lighting something up.
Right, you light it up, man. You light it up. Right, yeah, you see now, people... especially you pro wrestling fans, you should be aware about this, man. You know what I mean? I heard about this. Shout outs to Walter who pointed it out. Now, this weekend gone.
Who?
Stop it! The tables are turned. No. Right. If you was a cool dude, you probably watched the Mayweather fight. However, if you're just a sad bastard, you probably watched the Triple Mania 25 in Mexico City. Now, if you watch that, slap yourself, okay? Grab body P. Now, somebody call Sexy Star, aka Sexy Deuce or whatever, right? This gal, she attempted to break the arm of a next female wrestler named Rosemary, right? They had a wrestling match. The bell rang. The match was over, right? Sexy Star won the match, but then had to physically remove Sexy Star when she refused to break the hold. Rosemary, who is said to have suffered a suspected triceps tear with bruising and discoloration around the elbow, spoke out to insist that the incident was dangerous and unscripted. Right? So Sexy Star but then did it on purpose. Right? So Rosemary's like, well, let me make this perfectly clear. If you take liberties with someone's body when they are giving it to you and trusting you to keep them safe, pause, you are not tough. You are an asshole and you don't belong in this business. And oh shit. And then people from Paige to Road Dogg, you know what I mean? Other people in the wrestling business, they're like, no, sir, nah, we don't endorse her, Sexy Star. She's not going to work in our business. She ain't allowed in our locker room. None of that shit, man. Disrespect. And I was like, that's terrible! No, sir. Serial Killer, have you got anything to say on this matter? Sexy. Sexy Star. She ain't that sexy, man. I mean, she's skin and bone. She's a bit too mager for me, man. She's not shapely and shit.
To be honest, wrestling, it's all about trust. You're in there with someone who, you know, something goes wrong, you could be in a wheelchair. So you have to trust that person. It's all about trusting that person will keep you safe.
Yeah.
And that was just completely breaking the wrestling code. I mean, look at Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks. Don't like each other in real life.
Yeah.
But they're not out there trying to hurt each other.
Serious.
Brett and Michaels. Well, that's the best example you can give.
Yeah.
Brett and Michaels. Matt Hardy and Edge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always work safe and work professional. You know, need to maintain that professional level. Otherwise, you know, life is going to happen to this stupid idiot. She's going to get frozen out. She'll never work for any promotions again, and she's just completely screwed herself over.
Word up, man. But it's like, it's a case of why sexy star, why? You're not even sexy, man. You're not even sexy. What big part of you sexy, man? You know what I mean? Getting bookings cancelled and shit. You know what I mean? You can't wrestle anywhere again. You've done yourself over. But why? I don't know. But here's a chair. Sit in it and don't move until I tell you to. Sexy star. You ain't sexy star. What's your name? Dulce Maria Garcia Rivas? Get your chair! Stupid girl. You know what I mean? My penis stayed on. You know what I mean? I like you. Right. Shad. That was part one. I'll allow you to explain part two of the Getting a Chair War, because this is the one you endorsed.
This is a storyline, Eva. This isn't my work. This is actually true. Real life shit. Is that guy? Mr. Marty Jannetty? Oh, dude, I don't like this dude, my life. First, years ago I exposed him for working at a PWL type show. Shout out to PWL. And he was stealing t-shirts. He was stealing merchandise. Instead of buying it, the man's stealing it. Something like that. That's not the greatest thing, man. Then he looks like freaking anytime he's on Facebook or Twitter and that, man, his spelling is atrocious.
Oh shit.
And then people want to go and pay money to learn from him. What is the hell down, man? Anyway, what has he done?
Yeah, what did he do?
I'm gonna read this word for word. So we can
oh shit,
what exactly happened. This is Marty Jannetty on his Facebook page, and this is to all his fans out there, all three of them. If you love me as much as I love you, and this is word for word, I told you about his spell check, it must have deserted him. If you love me as much as I love you, you'll give your opinion. Just did DNA 2 weeks ago. She's not my daughter.
She's not my daughter.
We both held out of sex because you don't do that. But now that we ain't, ... from a guy's side, she's fucking hot. But she's been door her. I want to, but can't get past that. That is the words of Marty Jannetty. So just to round it up to anyone who doesn't know what...
Can you paraphrase this for us,
Jack? You raised a girl. Somewhere down the line, you got attracted to this girl. You want to fuck this girl that you've raised all of her life. But before he fucks her, you have to find out if they're related or not. He wants to fuck her that bad, you have to find out if they're related or not. And it turns out they're not related, so they can fuck. Yay, Marty!
No, Marty!
The girl is quite nice as well, still. She's nice, man. But, man, like...
No!
What's your daughter fat? No, imagine if the test said, yeah, it's your daughter. Oh, no, we can't fuck.
Oh, well, I only put the tip in.
So we can't put them two in the same category, man, because one's wrestling and the other one's life. And outside of the wrestling ring, what sexy star did could be okay. You go to UFC, people are trying to break everybody's arms all the time, but because it's in the wrestling ring, it's wrong. But this is wrong inside the ring, outside the ring. This is wrong. It's just wrong, man.
No,
surely must be in his 50s.
Yeah, because Shawn Michaels is around his early 50s as well. right? They're roughly the same age, give or take 5 years, right? I've seen the picture of the girl, right? Yes, yeah. She looks very attractive. However, she looks about my sister's age. And I'm talking about younger sister. She looks about 18, 19 years old. Okay, I could be wrong. She could be older. I don't know. But even still, even with that, man, no. Just no. It's not no. Marty, no. What sort of shit is that? How old are you, motherfucker?
I think the question we need to ask ourselves is, when did the attraction start? I mean, she was 18. Did it start when she was 8? I mean, is it another kind of story where we're going to twist it up and... when did the attraction start? Oh, she didn't even see. When did she decide that you fancied your daughter? When did you decide, like...
Was it when you're going down a
dark path. Was it when she had a bottle in her mouth? Was it when she was playing toys? Was it when you were pushing her on the swing? When did you decide that you wanted to fuck your daughter, Mark? Tell us. You really want to know? You can hit me on the Twitter at ChadFather85.
Or at JamsPodcast.
Marty, also, do you have any other daughters that I could fuck? Don't be selfish.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Check
it out. Check
your
stuff.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell! Ring the bell! Yo, Chad, check this out. Just had a quick look. Marty Jannetty, born February 3rd, 1960. Age 57, okay? 57! Oh. We're talking grandfather status, real boy! Grandfather status!
Oh. Damn. Oh.
Oh, man! Dude, those thoughts right there, that's ill. You know what I mean? That's ill. Will. Norsa. Norsa. Oh dear! Marty, no man,
I never had no respect for him anyway, man, but now.
Black.
He's quite a picture about him next year, man. You know?
That boy, you know when Shawn Michaels kicked it down in the barbershop? I think Shawn Michaels, he saw the signs early, man. Marty Jannetty, get your chair! Nasty boy, nasty! Oh, damn. Yo, we are out of time, people. We are out of time. Yo, next week, Death on the Shore, more of the same shit. I mean, more of that same Raw shit. Some of that more SmackDown shit. You know what I mean? MVPs, bitches, all that good stuff, man, in between. Yo, that's how it's going, man. Yo, I've been your host, Grandfather P. He's been the Shadfather. He's been the serial killer. You can catch us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. You know what I mean? Don't be a potato. Don't be a tragedy like Marty Jannetty or Sexy Star, okay? And talking of potatoes, you know what I mean? Shout out to Sensational Joe, who invented that term as well. It makes me laugh every time she says it. Potatoes. Yo, that's it!
Oh, potatoes.
Oh, Lord. Yo, we gotta get out of this shit, man. We gotta get out of this shit. Hey, yo, people, it's over. Catch us next week on the BDSIR Network. Same time, same station. For more of that wrestling shit. It's over. Bitch!
Bye, motherfucker.